Take care not to forget the Lord your God, to fulfill his mandates, his decrees, and his statutes. I order you today, do not eat and be satisfied. Build good houses in which you live, and that your cows and your sheep increase, and the silver and the gold are multiplied to you, and everything you have is increased, and your heart is proud, and you forgot about Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. History proves once again every day that man does not learn from history exactly as you hear it. From history, we learn that man does not learn from history. We are so easy to forget many times the things that happened yesterday, especially if what we are experiencing today is good. For example, when a person went through moments of crisis, moments of scarcity, where sometimes he did not have money, and he had to lend, and people approached him to help him and sustain him in those moments of drought. And the time comes when life changes, perhaps in the blink of an eye, and the position he had is improving. He is already doing well in his job, or he is starting well in his company, to the point that he already acquires some money. So when he begins to do well, he already begins to forget about the people who once helped him. He begins to forget about the situations he lived through at some point. He begins to forget the moments in which he passed crisis and he didn't have anything to eat. He begins to forget when he cried out to God, asking for his help, with the sole fact that because now he is doing well, he forgot the story, and thus that God put around him. In that story, I think this is how we have met. Many cases, right? I think I am not the only one. Have you known the case of someone who has changed when their situation begins to change? This is tremendous. Not because the outside has influenced his life, but because his heart was always full of pride and haughtiness. And he never had a grateful heart. That's why many times they say that he just started to earn a few pennies, change, and many changed it. But you know, the Bible is clear when it teaches us that what is outside cannot change us. What comes from outside simply awakens what was already in our heart. That's why some people, when they touch money, they change. It was not money that changed them. In their heart was already greed. In their heart was already desire for power and the desire for control. And the money woke them up because it was already in his heart. That's why going through these processes, going through the difficult circumstances of life, help us to transform and to have a humble heart, because it's humility. That always remembering that it has been God and that we live only for Him and for Him, and that does not depend on our own strength. That is what we sustain us tomorrow. Because you can have today, life changed you, now you have something, but I assure you that you will not spend a season when you will have nothing again, and then that history served you if you have to repeat it again. There are people who today cry out to God for a miracle, but what use is it if God makes the miracle if you're going to repeat history one and again? This happened to the people of Israel, and Moses tells them, when you enter that land of blessings, because God gave you a promise and is going to keep it, He's going to keep it, but never forget that it was God who brought you out of Egypt It was God who led you to the desert, and there he gave bread from heaven. There he made water come out of the rock. He sustained them. In the day, he placed a cloud so the sun would not tire them. And at night, I keep them from snakes and scorpions, placing a column of fire around them. The desert was always God. Each piece of bread, although you cried, of moments of anguish passed. There was always an answer. There was always a door that opened. Do you know why? It was not because of your pretty face. It was not because you really had contacts or you had levers. It's because God always had mercy. How fast we are to forget. Someone said, once remembering is living. Moses said to them, I don't know. Forget history. Because if you forget history, then your heart will rise and you will think that everything you have is your own effort. And when you do that, then you will have to repeat it. And every time that you repeat history, it's going to be stronger. There are people today who ask the Lord to help them restore their marriage. And when they come out of the difficult moment in their marriage and God gives it back to them, at some point in life, they forgot what God did. And they go back to the mistreating. They go back to the words again. They go back to fail again, to the point that they fall back into the same hole from where God took them out of. The question is, was it God's will to get you out, to put you back in? I don't believe God heard the cry. God heard the prayer, and God took you out of there. But again, you come back to fall in. Do you know why? Because you quickly forgot what God did in the past. History serves us for the following. First, history serves to remind us of those faults and those mistakes that we made, so that today we do not commit them again. If we continue living life forgetting what it was that made us fall into that hole in the past, I assure you that you will lose yourself again. Most likely, you will not fall in another, but in the same hole where you fell last time. It's like the one who has problems with alcohol. He asks God to help him because his family is running out, because he is missing opportunities, because life is going away in alcohol. And when God sets him free, he rises him up, and time passes. He feels good and thinks that he is already strong. He leaves to follow God. He forgets to meditate on his word. He moves away in the shortest time possible. He takes one and two again, challenging life and challenging that habit which once kept him enslaved, to the point that in the blink of an eye, he became a slave again. And the later state becomes worse than the first. And the most tremendous thing of all is when you come to see, you will find yourself with your hands on your head, wondering at what moment I lost everything, at what moment I lost my family, and at what moment I lost my children. Sometimes we think that the Word of God, they are pure provisions. And that every time you receive this word, you say, wow, pastor seems to know what I'm living. And it hurts me. It's not that it hurts you. It's that I'm reminding you that the love of God is so great that he doesn't want you to go through the same mistake again that you committed in the past. Generally, that is something that we live most of the time, because we forget what God has done. We forget that God's mercy was so great that today we are standing. It's by his mercy. We have such a hard heart. Pitifully, we approach God like that firefighter God who only looked for him to simply listen for God to answer us. Oh, may God perform a miracle in us. And the question is, and then what? If you do not remember your history, you will repeat it over and over again. So that we remember history, as I told you, right, to remember those mistakes, not to bear guilt or pain. Because if you repent, the Lord will forgive you. So get up and start again. He is willing to support you. Get up. But the need, you need to remember where He took you from. Second, when you remember history, we are grateful. We are always and have been grateful. And to have a grateful attitude. And the attitude of humility. Because throughout history, we can recognize and we can remember that it was not us, nor it was in our own strength that we were able to advance. That it was the Lord who sustained us. That it was only for Him. That today we can rise. Third, when we remember history, we can understand that we owe everything to God in the most difficult moments, when there was the deepest darkness, that we ran out of a job, that we ran out of words, that we ran out of ideas, that we ran out of solution. It was He and only Him, the one who supported us. What are you asking God to do today? What is the miracle you are longing for? Perhaps what you are asking for today is that God give you a better job. You are out of a job, and now you are asking God for a better job. The question is, if God places you in a better position, if God gives you a better job today, the question is, are you going to value it? Or are you going to make the same mistakes that led you to be fired? So why ask God for a miracle if you're going to repeat history again? We have to learn something. Never forget these 3 points that I told you. The mistakes you made, and God forgives you, but don't make them again. 2, always be grateful. And 3, remember that the best dependency is not on what you know how to do, but on God. He is our provider. He is our friend. He is everything. And He is the one who has sustained us. You will never be able to advance. You will never be able to move forward if you didn't learn something from the process you came out of. Pitifully, Israel never learned. It lasted 40 years repeating history. Endless 40-year cycles. And the only ones who could enter the land of production, a land of blessing, was a new generation in the desert, but who did not come out with thoughts from Egypt, denying all the time history is good to learn from it. But be careful about something, and that is that you cannot live today as if you were living yesterday. History is good to remember and learn, but it's not the information you need to move forward towards tomorrow. If I imply myself, do you remember what happened so as not to make mistakes again? But do not bring the past to the present, because it will not let you move forward towards a new that God has for you, so that you never forget that it has been God all the time. If you want to meditate for a moment and realize the situation that you are living today, and ask yourself, is it in your own strength? Could you have endured? No. Today you are standing. It's for Him and for Him. Father, I thank You for Your word. Thank You, Lord, because it's advice that gives life. And through this advice, You recommend us the importance of recognizing the ways of remembering what happened and realizing that only because of Your mercy that today we are standing. It's not in our own strength. Help us to never forget, Lord, and that our heart will not be lifted at any time when abundance comes and say, it's my own effort or thanks to me that I achieved it. But there is always a memory in our minds where You got us out of. And that only for You today we are standing. We don't deserve anything. What we have is out of pure mercy. And help us to value today. Give us the wisdom to know how to face the times, Lord, so as not to fall back into the same hole from where you took us out of yesterday. Help us. Hold us, Father, because alone we cannot. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I want to ask you a favor. Take all of the contacts you have from WhatsApp and send this devotional. Give them 15 to 17 minutes of hope. Do you know how many lives, when hearing this word, can be transformed? And you can be God's challenge, God's channel to save many today. Remember, you can follow him on Instagram, Pastor Elias HC, and the devotionals, The Time with the Pastor, and much more material of biblical advice. You can find them on your YouTube page, Just in Time Devotionals. Subscribe, and every day you will have a comparison of God.